Charles Schulz's Peanuts was at the epitome of popularity when I was in high school and college, and I was a major fan. One of the posters I hung on my dorm room wall showed Linus calling out, "I love mankind. It's people I can't stand." Most of us are at least a little that way about wildlife. I love it all in principle and do a pretty good job in my everyday life of protecting habitat and defending the rights of all species to exist as sustainable populations. I also defend the rights of individual animals to exist as fellow travelers on this little planet. Since early childhood, I've carried spiders and most insects outside rather than killing them. But inconsistently, I've always made exceptions. In the case of mosquitoes or ticks, I learned as a very little child that they carry diseases from one animal or human to another, which especially scared me when I had chicken pox. What if mosquitoes carried the germs from me to a bird or mouse or other innocent creature? My daughter has a rare but extreme allergy to mosquitoes that made me even less patient with them. Non-targeted insecticides applied environmentally haven't made any difference in reducing mosquitoes anywhere, but I don't mind in the least smacking them. I grew up in a blue-collar suburb of Chicago, and my house harbored a garter snake hibernaculum under our front porch. One day every spring, until my dad plugged up the porch, the snakes would suddenly emerge and our yard would seem to come alive, writhing with snakes. My big brother would try to frighten me by holding one in my face. He told me their double-pointed tongues were needle-sharp, but I picked one up and put my finger near the tongue and it was soft and delicate. He couldn't scare me. When I was on a birding walk in my early 20s, I heard children yelling, "Look, its blood is red," and came upon two boys beating a garter snake with sticks. The poor thing had coiled up its body tightly to protect its head, but it was already dead. I lit into them with a fury I'd never suspected I had, yelling that of course its blood was red. It was a vertebrate animal just like them and had not been hurting them in any way, shape, or form. And I gave them a lecture about bullies and cruelty. At the time, I was a little surprised that they stuck around listening to me and actually seemed repentant, but in retrospect, I realized that this was during the period after the movie Star Wars came out. I was skinny and in the habit of wearing my long, very dark brown hair in Princess Leia bagels. The poor kids probably thought Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't far behind with his lightsaber. I may not have been the least bit afraid of snakes, and I was clearly willing to defend their right to exist, but something about them seemed cold and forbidding even before I learned that bird eggs and chicks are a major staple of most snakes' diets. I've taken some good photos of snakes, from ribbon snakes to diamondback rattlers, but I must admit that I don't particularly like them. Despite that, I'd still intervene if I came upon people clubbing one to death, even today. Whether or not a particular species strikes us as adorable or creepy, beautiful or ugly, or even beneficial or harmful, we're each an essential part of this world's ecosystem. Hard as it is to face when it comes to snakes, armyworms, or even mosquitoes and ticks, every species has a role in keeping the Earth's biosystems functioning properly. Aldo Leopold was right. To keep every cog and wheel is the first precaution of intelligent tinkering. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.